Hi, I'm Demetria, and you're listening to the Christian Homeschool Moms Podcast. This podcast was brought to you by Phonics Museum, an app to help your children learn to read in record speed. To find out how you can download this app for your kids, head over to phonicsmuseum.com/moms and be sure to also pick up your free ebooks and activity page. Again, that's phonicsmuseum.com/moms. So thank you so much for listening into the podcast today. I'm Demetria, and I am happy to talk with you about homeschooling. I'm a homeschooling mom of two beautiful girls who are growing up so fast. I have one high schooler who's in 10th grade, and we are getting her ready for the future. So we have that coming up around the corner in a couple of years, about a year and a half from now. And I have my youngest daughter who is currently 10 years old in the fourth grade. And we have been enjoying our homeschool journey over the past decade. We have had some hiccups and some bumps along the way, but we've made it and we're here. And my job, I feel, here on this podcast is to encourage you and to give you the support, spiritual and some practical advice as well, that will help you in your homeschool journey. So thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to listen in. If you're new to this podcast, you can go back to previous episodes, archives, and just listen in on those interviews because we've had a lot of great guests recently. So if you've missed out on that, you can always go back and listen in and see what our guests have had to offer. We've had so many wonderful people on this podcast. Today, I thought I would take some time to talk about homeschooling for free because I feel that when you're starting the new year, January, February, we're at the very beginning of our school, well, maybe not so much the academic year, but a brand new calendar year. And so we've tend to maybe start thinking about new beginnings and what we want to change in our homes and what new products we want to purchase and new ideas we have for changing things up in our homeschool. And sometimes we might feel the need to spend a little extra cash and a little more money than we've intended or that we've budgeted for. So I just want to have this episode be a reminder of all of the free things we have available at our fingertips and that we don't actually have to spend a fortune. Now, I have three tips for homeschooling for free, and then afterward, I'm going to give a couple of resources that I've used in the past or have heard and know of people that use these resources and find them to be successful in their homes. So these are resources we can use that cost nothing and that homeschool families many times have compiled their ideas and taken their energy and invested it into creating free content for homeschool parents. So I'm going to give that information to you soon. But first, I want to just get into the encouragement aspect of this podcast, which is three tips I have for you on why you may want to consider homeschooling for free or for low cost. Right. So, and I do have some caveats for that as well, because, you know, there are situations that warrant that we pay some money, and that's perfectly good and fine. And so I'm not against purchasing what we need to for our children, but I do believe there's so much out there. There's so much that you could homeschool for free. So my first tip is you don't have to spend a fortune, but you can. So it's kind of an oxymoron. You can spend the money. You might want to, actually, and that would be your choice, and that would be something hopefully that you've budgeted for, planned for, and you've decided to invest your money or your time and energy into what you're doing for your children. And so I look at those types of things in our family as violin lessons or piano lessons or so music for us. Sometimes we spend a little extra on art supplies that cover our music and our art. Sometimes I pay a little bit out of pocket for those things. And definitely classes and lessons, I am willing to pay for those things because I realize that, you know, it's a once in a lifetime opportunity to have someone who's maybe a master artist or someone who is really, really great at their craft that can pass that information and that love for the trade along to my kids that I cannot give them because I don't have that skill. So those are things that I'm willing to pay for. So you have to decide what your cutoff point is and what you're willing to pay for, what you're not. And for those things that you're not willing to pay out of pocket for, just think of all of the resources available to you and start to do a little research, and maybe you'll find more. You'll be able to dig up more and start to excavate all of the freebies that really are lurking underneath the surface that you haven't found. So you don't have to spend a fortune. You know, you don't have to spend a lot on homeschooling. In fact, you can homeschool literally for free, but you can if you want to spend a lot of money. And if that is what your family decides to do for the purposes of your family goals, then by all means, spend the money, because it's well spent. It's money well spent. You're likely still saving a lot of money by not sending your kids to private school. So you're still saving money either way. So that's my first thing. And it's kind of my disclaimer that I'm not saying that we should all be homeschooling on the cheap. If you desire to pay for classes and pay for materials, because I feel like that is a worthy investment. Your children are granted to you one time, so why not invest the money, especially if you have it? And so for those who may be on a little bit of a tighter budget, I want to address you, because I realize that it can be overwhelming to see parents who are able to invest in their kids financially, but you might not be able to in the same capacity. So that's why I wanted to talk about homeschooling for free on this show. So number two, my second point is be willing to spend for quality items and services. And I've kind of covered that already in the first point. You don't have to spend a lot. You can. And if you are willing to, be willing to spend it on those quality items and services that mean a lot to your family. And thirdly, just be really selective about your time, because I think the time factor is huge. So I'm going to talk with you more about that and about what time means to me and how I've figured that how I spend my time is just as important as how I spend money when it comes to homeschooling my kids. So I'll get into that in just a moment, but I did promise to share with you some information from our sponsor about Phonics Museum. So I'm going to do that now so that you have a chance to hop on over to the website that they offer to give you more information about their products and just to give you the opportunity to sign up and receive those free downloads that they have available for you. If you have an emerging reader, you have a child who's learning to read, I highly suggest that you go check them out, because I tried out this app myself and thought it was pretty cool. So I'm going to bring to you a word from our sponsor, similar to how I did last week, and we'll hear about what Phonics Museum is all about. Well, you know, teaching children to read at a young age is one of the best things parents can do for children's future academic success. But sometimes knowing how or where to start can be completely overwhelming and very confusing. That's why Phonics Museum takes the stress and the guesswork out of teaching children to read by combining fun storytelling with a multi-sensory approach to learning to read. You know, every child has a unique learning style. So at the Phonics Museum, they recognize this and they teach with the grain. So whether your child is hands-on, kinesthetic learner, or a visual or auditory learner, the Phonics Museum was built for them, and it includes over 900 games, videos, interactions, and memory songs to fit all the learning styles. So children ages 3 through 7 will be transported into a magical interactive museum as they follow William and Wendy through the reading adventures of a lifetime. So they'll learn to read early reader books in as little as 4 weeks. At the Phonics Museum, we have a live animated museum guide who's named Miss Biddle, and she'll teach children to read. Your children will receive guided instruction from letter recognition to reading books. They'll learn phonetic rules for life with memorable music. And it also teaches children how to write with a fingertip well before holding a pencil. So all of these things, you get a little bit of handwriting in there too. Just like you put puzzle pieces together to make a picture, you put letters together to make a word. Everything just comes to life at the Phonics Museum. The letters, sounds, paintings, even Percival, the walking, talking suit of armor. So you'll want to check out Phonics Museum by heading over to phonicsmuseum.com/moms to receive your freebies. And you'll receive an early primer ebook along with an activity book plus a fun activity printout that you'll want to get access to. The ebook is called The Bug in the Mug on the Rug, and the activity ebook is called My Alphabet Book, and you'll also get a paper tube activity printout. So these are freebies you'll receive by going over to phonicsmuseum.com/moms. Okay, so I want you to check that out when you get a chance. Pass the word along to other moms that you know who have younger children that they can have access to this as well. I hope you enjoy that. Also, be sure to visit them at the App Store. Just look for Phonics Museum. So thank you for listening to my sponsor and the information about Phonics Museum. I hope you'll go check that out. And now I'd like to hop right back into our conversation we were having about the third tip, which is be selective about your time. And so I'll just hop right into it and we'll just pick up where I left off. So if we're spending the majority of our time away from the maybe not so much the home front, but away from the learning front or the learning centers that we've created for our kids so that we know that they're in their classes or they're in places that they are being educated or are receiving an education or experiencing learning. If we're not actively selective about that time, we can really get overwhelmed with the various choices out there to enroll our kids in so many different things and not have the time to really enjoy life. And then we're spending a ton of money also on these classes. So these classes are not cheap. Okay. So I live in Silicon Valley, Bay Area, California. It's very, very expensive to live here. I had huge sticker shock when I moved to California from Alabama. So it was huge. It was major. I had no clue that prices could be this high on rent, on mortgage, on groceries. Just living here, just having a roof over your head is very, very expensive. So one of the first things I noticed is that the homeschool community, even though we have so many classes and educational institutions and gatherings for homeschoolers, co-ops and classes and workshops and hybrid schools and those kinds of things, that they are expensive as well. And in comparison to where we used to live and what the prices looked like for co-op classes and what we're paying now is significant difference and mind-blowing that, you know, that much money is going towards those things. So you have to be selective about what, you know, what you want to spend money on and where your time will be going. We decided that because I couldn't be running around town, you know, 3-4 times a week with the kids and all of these different activities, because there's so many options here, we decided to choose one day of the week where we're out for classes. And it kind of pares down not only on gas and time spent out of the home, but it also pares down on the amount of money we're spending on classes because we're only taking classes one day out of the week. So we decided to do it that way. Also, one thing that has been helpful for our family, we've chosen to use our local homeschool charter school resources. So we have enrolled my youngest daughter in a homeschool charter school, which basically covers a lot of our expenses and pays for a lot of the classes that I just mentioned. So we're not paying out of pocket for a lot of these things. So that's super, super helpful. And that's one way we found to offset the costs for our family. So it's about looking for ways to make homeschooling viable for you, where you live in your setting, and what can you do to pare down on those things so that you're not spending too much either on the resources themselves, but just in gas money to get there or in time. It's not always about money. Sometimes the time that we're spending on education related items and activities for our children can be exponential, and we just don't have time for anything else. And so one of the things I wanted to do in my home is to make sure that that the kids are always learning no matter what, because they're surrounded by books, surrounded by all of the information that they need to enjoy their lives and to work on their hobbies and their skill sets and to just enjoy relaxing and being a kid and going out to play, riding bikes, you know, jump roping, whatever, that they do around the house. They do a lot of art, and we do music. We're very musical family, love music. So there's a lot of piano playing and creating songs, writing new songs, writing stories, writing joke books. Those are things my youngest daughter likes doing. And so I like to make sure that their lives are filled up with these types of educational activities all the time, for the most part. And then they have their free time to watch TV as well, and to, you know, be lazy, quote unquote, and enjoy just free time. And I'm perfectly cool with free time on their iPads when they need that. And you know, they study hard, they work hard, so they get to play hard also. And for me, I need that time so that I can work on things that I love and develop myself, like podcasting, for example, and being able to sit here and record this for you guys and edit it and get it up and ready for you guys to listen to. So that's important for me to have time to do that, and also have time to work on my business and to support my clients with website design. And also, I'm starting an Etsy shop soon, guys. So I'm really excited about that. And that's just an extra plate that I'm going to be juggling. But again, it's exciting for me to be able to do those kinds of things because I've crafted enough time in my day and in my week where I can do these things. And I'm not completely sucked into a whirlwind of, you know, chauffeuring my kids everywhere all over town 4 or 5 days out of the week. So, time to me is just as important as money. So bottom line, when I say homeschooling for free, it's not just about financial, but how can we pare down on our time so that we're homeschooling in a way that frees up a lot of our time so we can enjoy life and live and breathe and just be authentic and real and just be ourselves and not always have to wear the homeschool cap and be on 24/7 for education. We need to take off that homeschool mom cap sometimes and just be ourselves and just love life, watch a movie, you know, and pamper yourself. And I'm all about spoiling yourself, pampering yourself, because when you're a homeschool mom, I do think you deserve that. So that's just my opinion about, you know, being good to yourself and having loads of self-care happening in your home on a daily basis. I do believe in that. So I treat myself to, I've mentioned before in previous episodes, I have bubble baths very frequently. I do Epsom salt baths with essential oils and candles, and I do my spa music and all of this great stuff. And I've also been enjoying just a lot of Pilates and yoga type stretches and just a lot of R&R when I can get that, usually in the evening. And I've been just working on myself and trying to heal up from all of the things that have gone wrong in my life physically. So when you're under a lot of physical health ailments, sometimes it helps you to know that you're taking care of yourself, and your mind begins to shift so that your body knows that you're taking care of you, and you sort of begin to react differently. Your body tends to, your body knows what's happening. As your mindset changes, your body tends to fall in line with that. So that's a whole different topic. I know this is totally different than homeschooling for free. So we're going to get back on topic, but I just wanted to throw it out there that your time is just as important as your money. So now that I've talked about those three things of those three aspects of what I think homeschooling for free means, and my disclaimer of not, you know, wanting to bash anyone who is spending a lot of money on homeschool, because that is not the purpose of this podcast and definitely not my heart. And I just applaud you if you are spending a lot of money on your kids, because you probably are very intentional about it and you want, you know, to spend that money, and you need to spend that money, and your kids need it. And so I think it's a worthy investment. However, let's talk about ways we can homeschool for free. So my first thing, what I'm going to do is give you a couple of resources that have been helping me over the years. So my very first resource that I want to share with you is something that I found out about maybe 5 or 6 years ago. And it's really improved a lot, actually, since I've visited it. I don't use it frequently anymore because, like I said, I'm using a lot of things from my daughter's charter school. But it's called Easy Peasy All-in-One Homeschool. Many, many, many people have not only heard of it, but are actively using this resource and have been using it for years. So if you haven't heard of it, I highly recommend that you go check it out. And it's great because it has full homeschool curriculum from a Christian worldview, and it's for all the grades, K through 12. So you just select your child's grade level, and there will be material covered there, reading, writing, math. There's history. Yes, there's Bible, art, foreign languages, starting with Spanish. I don't see other languages there. There's language arts. There's music. In fact, I'm really tempted to go back and see what I can scour for some of these resources for music, because I like the idea of going through ancient and early American and modern. And so these music courses that the founder has created, she has separated it by subject or by category, like ancient music, early American, music, geography and cultures, modern music, and then history, again, ancient, early American, geography and modern. She has a computer course here as well. So it's great. And the McGuffey primers are available. So these are free. Okay. If you don't want to spend a fortune on curriculum, you don't have to. You can find almost everything you need in all of the resources I'm about to mention to you, but there's a lot here just in this one resource, Easy Peasy All-in-One Homeschool. So it is allinonehomeschool.com is their website address. And I will leave links to all of these resources in today's show notes. The next one I want to mention is, for those of you who are maybe Charlotte Mason style homeschoolers, is a free online resource called Ambleside Online. And I will leave a link for that as well. And it is also for grades K through 12. It has a listing of all the books that your family would need for each grade level that covers all of the topics like geography, literature, history, and science. And basically, you will need to choose your own math program and foreign language. So it follows the Charlotte Mason philosophy very, very heavily. So if you are wanting something that is Charlotte Mason, not only inspired, but follows the philosophy almost, you know, to the T, you might want to check out Ambleside Online. It also includes picture and composer studies and copy work and dictation ideas and just everything you need for a Charlotte Mason education. You can get it online for free on that website. So I will leave a link to that as well. It is AmblesideOnline.org. For younger kids, I recommend Starfall. It's a free resource that has been around for a really long time. I used Starfall for my now 10-year-old when she was two. And I'm thinking back 8 years ago when we first started with Starfall, and it was a really cool website at that time. It's even cooler now. So if you are looking for, again, free online reading instruction, you could use Starfall. Had I been familiar with Phonics Museum and had known about it, and if it had been around even, I would have definitely chosen Phonics Museum. But at that time, it wasn't available. So we had Starfall back in 2006, I believe, when I first started using it with my youngest daughter. No, I'm sorry, it was 2009 or something. I used Starfall, and that is free and it's a great program. I also used Reading Eggs about 3 years ago with her and ABC Mouse. Now, both of these require a subscription after a trial period, but you do get a free trial. And then there's learning apps at the library. So my library offers a lot, and I'm going to talk a little bit about libraries in a moment, but Duolingo is great for learning foreign languages. So I suggest that one, and I believe Mango languages as well. So I'm going to get more into detail on that in a moment. But another resource that I've truly enjoyed is Khan Academy. And I've used that a lot for my oldest daughter, a little bit for my youngest. We've been using Khan Academy to help us with anything that we're a little bit unsure about with algebra or geometry. Khan Academy is great. It's really improved and it's come a long way. We've got not only math, but we've got a lot of test prep. And so we're using that for our PSATs. We've got economics and art and technology and science and history. It's just all there. So if you're looking for, especially for math helps, then definitely check out Khan Academy, all completely free. So Let's see. Other resources that I find really helpful is CNN Student. Well, it used to be CNN Student News. It's now Student 10 or CNN 10. I love it because it keeps my kids and I up to date on what the news is and what's happening in the world. And it's just a short 10 minutes, but you get kind of an overview of the news kind of compacted into that 10 minutes, and it's meant for students. So if you have maybe a high school, junior high, and maybe upper elementary, students might be interested in Student 10. So check that out. It is a free resource. It's a free podcast. You can find it in iTunes. I'll leave a link to that resource as well, so you can find it. But you can always just type in Student 10 or CNN 10. I'm sorry. Also, we've loved National Geographic. Anything National Geographic is great. My kids are really into the Weird But True. So we spend a lot of time at libraries getting books like that. So back to the library idea. I think the library is probably the very, very first thing that comes to mind when I think of homeschooling for free. Because if you have a library card, you have a free ticket to education, basically. Everything you need is at the library, basically. You could, if you don't have it at your local library, something you're looking for specifically, whether it's a curriculum that you want to look through before you make a purchase or just need access to some digital content that would be helpful for your family, ebooks and audiobooks and digital learning, you can get access to these things by getting different library cards from different cities. That's what our family does, because in California, we are able to grab, you know, library cards from different cities. So if I go visit San Diego or San Francisco or different places surrounding where I live, then I can check out a library card and have access to their digital resources. So check into that. Also, if your library doesn't have what you need, filling out an interlibrary loan request shouldn't cost much, if anything. Some libraries don't charge anything at all. And if they do, it might be very low cost. So, interlibrary loans are great if you're looking for resources that are just not available in your local library. So that's another idea for you. Our libraries have, where I live, our libraries give us access to lynda.com, which is a wonderful platform for learning just about anything tech related. So photography, and then specific types of programs that I might want to learn, like Adobe Audition, Photoshop, and Dreamweaver even. Anything related to Adobe, anything related to producing music, recording, using Logic Pro, web design, graphic design, audio production, photography, all of that. So if you have very techy kids who want to learn specifics on how to use a program, they just wanting to learn maybe the history of art and how to become an artist, how to become a graphic designer, those things are all available in lynda.com. And if your library has a free ticket for you, then go ahead and use it, because that is a great way to take advantage of your library resources. So our library happens to offer lynda.com for free. We also have Mango Languages. So check out what your library offers, because there may be a lot of great resources that you can be using for free in your homeschool. Check out the languages and see if that's available. Check out any events that may be happening, because I don't know of any library events that cost anything. Usually those are going to be free. So if there is an educational event, I would take my kids. When they were younger, I took them to every single story time that our local library had. Now that they're older, you know, there may be like coding events or science events or just some competition. I might take them to those types of things. So if it's free, I'm always going to look at, you know, having my kids be there for those things. Earlier, I talked about not having the need to spend your time and spread it out, and so that you're not having any time for yourself. And so it's important to be able to bring resources into your home rather than always having to go out and get those resources. So again, that's why I think the library is really awesome. I love when I can't go out and get an actual physical hardback book, and I love my books and I love to feel them in my hands. But if I can't go out at the moment, then I will definitely go look for an ebook online at my library. So ebooks are great. And if you have Audible and you love listening to audiobooks, that's great for your kids. They can listen to those. But again, paying an Audible subscription versus first looking to see if it's available for free at your library via a lot of the different audio resources like Hoopla, or there's also RB Digital and Inky. So those are things that we have as well. So take a look and see what your library offers. I think that's about it when it comes to my ideas of finding free things online to keep your kids busy and learning. There's so many resources out there. I will leave links to what I've mentioned so far, but there's so much more, guys. Well, one quick thing before I leave, I want to briefly mention Enchanted Learning, Teachers Pay Teachers. There's some free stuff there. KerClick. All right. So those are a few things. Don't forget to go to your local library again and look for freebies that are happening in your community. Maybe you can get a free ticket to a museum or a zoo or something, because a lot of times libraries sponsor those, and those are just free things you can get. And if you are wanting to try a charter school, then maybe that works, maybe it doesn't. There's no guarantee that that will work, especially if you are really needing the freedom to homeschool the way you want. A lot of charter schools don't allow you to do that. So that's just, you know, bottom line for the things that I've learned over the years. But the particular one that we're using gives us a lot of flexibility and wiggle room. So we've been happy with it. And it has been helpful for cutting down on the costs of our doing homeschool. And it's been very helpful, especially living out here. So that's all I have for you today. And don't forget to stop by our sponsor's website and check out the Phonics Museum and see what they have to offer for your family if you have an emerging reader. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast, and you have a blessed week. Happy homeschooling.